White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Woodbridge.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. Australian nursing sisters gathered around Sister Vivian Bullwinkle to hear her story of the Banker Island massacre, her incredible escape, and eventual meeting with the Tommy soldier who'd lost an arm and had also been badly bayoneted. She stayed on doing her best for him and trying to keep them both alive.
You see, Jeff, this Tommy soldier, his name was Kingsley, and I were the only two left who could really tell what happened.
How long ago was all this?
Oh, I don't know. It must be nearly 2 weeks.
How did you keep alive?
Well, when I got stronger, Iori, I went in search of water. We'd soon empty the water bottle. And as I stumbled about through the jungle, I found two Malays who led me to their village. This is quite a big village. Bisa Kampung.
Yes, the Kalibasa.
There are two of us. A badly wounded man and myself. We must have food. Could you shelter us here in the village?
Ida tita nonya. Japan mani ahati ifa and make bed for us.
Oh, of course, I never thought. All right. Give me some food and tell me where I can find water.
Aya? Stream running near. You find it?
I'll come back every day for food.
Yeah, no, you take it.
That was the best I could do. So every day I went to the village and the natives gave me some food, usually wrapped in leaves.
Oh, Viv, you'd think at least they'd have taken you in and fed you.
They couldn't. If the Japanese had found us there, they would have taken it out on the Malays, and well, I wouldn't have wanted that to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, it wasn't bad. I used to make two trips, first to the village and then to the stream. I'm going down to get some more water. While I'm gone, now you keep swishing with those leaves. You must keep the wogs away as much as you can.
I think the mosquitoes are the worst. It's awful not being able to scratch where they bite.
Well, don't you dare scratch. You'll start beating again. Just keep up a steady swishing until I come back.
Right, you are, sister. You're the boss. Get off your blighters. You've got the whole darn jungle to sit on without coming near me. And the next time I start out in the war, I'm going to bring a fly spray. That's it. Just settle there, matey, and I'll get you. There's one that won't trouble me anymore. Yeah, I never thought I'd talk to myself or to a bunch of flies or mosquitoes. What's that? That's a snake come up the spout. Blimey. It's ants. You keep away from me, you murdering cows. Get away. Keep away from me.
Oh, hold on, Kingsley, my boy. Maybe you're seeing things. But if they get in me boots, and I'll throw it at them. You hear the fellas going mad like this. Now, hold on. Hold on. Sister will be back in a minute. She'll know what to do. She's got to come back in a minute. They're getting too close. They'll start to swarm over me. You know what they do now? Get out of it! Get out of it! Sister, sister, come back here! They're getting all over me. I can feel them getting up my legs, sister.
What is it?
Sister, sister.
What in heaven's sake happened?
Swarms of ants. Get them off me. I'll be eaten alive.
It's not that bad. There's only a few on you. Now keep still. We'll get rid of them. Kingsley, do you hear me? Keep still!
Yes, sister. Be all right now you're here. I knew you'd fix it. What are you going to do?
We'll have to go on short rations. I'll take the meat the Malays gave us and put a little bit here. Right at the head of this column. Now, I'll drop the meat in little pieces all along here. Right away from us.
That's it. They got onto it straight away. I knew you'd fix it. Sorry, sister. But they started to look as big as scorpions, as hungry as tigers.
Well, that should do it. Anyway, the two of us should be able to keep them at bay. Now all we'll have to eat is a little bit of fish.
As long as all they've got to eat isn't me.
Kingsley, the Malays are getting frightened. They told me that we should give ourselves up to the Japanese. I don't think they'll go on feeding us much longer.
I see. Easier said than done, isn't it? Unless a raiding party stumbles over us. Where do we find the Nips?
Well, they said they'd seen white women wearing Red Cross armbands and muntok. There's a rumor there that there are other Australians in some sort of coolie jail.
How far is it to muntok?
About 3 miles. Do you think you can make it?
Haven't got much choice, have we? Is there a road anywhere we could cut through to?
Yes, they've told me how to get to it. Oh, it seems a bit tough having escaped, being shot once, to have to give ourselves up when we know that they don't take prisoners.
Oh, you never know. We might strike a bunch that do. Must be some grounds to the rumour of prisoners and Australians in jail.
Yes, I hope so. Well, we can't stay here and starve, so I suggest we rest up for today and start out tomorrow.
How are you going, sister?
Oh, it's hot, but we'll make it. These damn vines behave as if they're alive. I'm sure it's the same one that's following me, tripping me every third step.
A jungle knife would be a help.
Can't be much further. We've been going about an hour now. When we make the road, we'll have a rest and a drink of water. I think it's thinning out. Yes, it is. We've made it. There it is. The road.
Huh. A road, she calls it. Bit of a bush track. Wouldn't even be called a lane at home. But it looks a bit of all right to me.
Oh, here. Have a drink. You've earned it.
You know, before the war, the only thing I used water for was to bathe in. Blimey, I never knew what I was missing.
I don't think I'll ever get enough water to drink again.
How do you feel, sister? Want to rest, or do we struggle on?
We struggle on. Come on, let's get on with it. I didn't think you could walk so far. Not meet a living soul.
I don't know about so far, but for so long.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. You know, at home I used to love walking. I used to go for long rambles, especially in the autumn evenings.
Me too. I used to walk around London, looking at all the sights. Never take a bus or the tube.
Oh, wouldn't it be grand to see a London bus coming down the middle of the road? I can almost hear it.
That's funny. So can I.
I can hear an engine of some kind. I swear I can.
Wait a minute. Let's have a look. Lummy.
your car. We'd better move right over. The road's so narrow, he'd hardly get past us.
Wait a minute. The only people to have a car around here must be Japanese. We'd better wait and give ourselves up to them. That'll save us a walk. Vivian Bullwinkle, Australian Army nursing sister and Private Kingsley, British Army. We wish to be taken prisoners.
Oh, that you got here?
We got left behind. We were walking into Muntok.
I take you prisoners. You will come to naval headquarters for questioning. You can ride with me.
Thank you.
You're hungry?
A bit peckish.
Anyone on that? What is this, peckish?
He means we're hungry.
We are good to bring this. I will feed you. Here.
You're very good to prisoners. One banana between two of us will be a great help.
Bloody feast.
And that's it, Jeff. They questioned us at naval headquarters and then they brought me here.
Oh, what a wonderful relief it must be for you after going through hell like that.
Now listen, all of you. This story must never get back to the Japanese. It is strictly taboo.
Oh, of course. If they hear you're alive to tell the tale, it'll be curtains for you. Yes, girls, from now on the subject is strictly forbidden. Now that you're safe, you're going to stay that way.
Vivian Bullwinkle's story of the Banker Island massacre shocked all of us. We agreed that it was not to be mentioned again, as it would not do for it to get back to the Japanese. Vivian's companion, the English Tommy, whom she'd nursed for nearly a fortnight in the jungle, was brought into the camp and put into the crude hospital. He died a few days later. Then one evening, we were told that we were to be ready to leave Muntok to be taken across Banker Strait, 60 miles up the hot Musi River to Palembang, Sumatra. It was the 2nd of March, 1942.
Have you heard the news?
We're to move at last.
Where to?
Palembang.
When do we leave?
We're told to be ready to start at 3 a.m.
Well, there's nothing like an early start, I always say.
It won't take us long to pack our belongings. An old blue bag would carry mine.
Well, I must not forget my Dior night attire.
Oh, you mean the Queensland sugar bag model, my dear, or the Sydney flower bag?
Well, I have so many creations, it's hard to decide which to take.
I have no trouble in deciding, except about the shoes.
Don't tell me you've got a pair. Mine were left at the Viner Brook.
I'm referring to my cardboard and string models. Very cool in the hot weather. Liable to melt in the rain.
Well, we better get stuck into it. If we keep talking all night, we'll be left. And that I couldn't stand.
Hey, don't drop that viv. It's got my eating bowl in it.
Oh, has anybody seen my tin hat?
No.
Come on, hurry up, kids.
Hey, kids, we're the line-up for breakfast.
Oh, thank heavens. I thought we were going without any.
Oh, we have to walk to Muntok. I thought at least we would have been transported by a lorry.
Oh, when?
Whatever made you think that? Oh, Jeff, you can't carry things with your hands.
Well, I'll have to, Win. Everyone else has enough to cope with without my bits and pieces.
Oh, now, wait a bit. I think we can arrange your gear so you can carry it under your arms. Now, let's see. If I make a sort of handle by tying this, like this. Now, see if you can hang it over your arm like a basket.
Winnie Mae, you're an ingenious little soul. That's fine. Oh, I won't have to use my hands at all now.
Ah, that's it. Now, tuck this one under the other arm.
Oh, right? Good.
Cooked rice wrapped in a piece of banana leaf. There, let me bring yours for you, Jeff.
Oh, thanks, Viv. Let's have a look. Ooh, how revolting.
Still, I suppose we'll be glad of it.
Come on, we're all set. I think we'll be moving off any minute.
Look, kids, some of the Dutch women cooked these little biscuits for us yesterday. What? We've got two each.
Well, that's quite a ration for a day's march. Two spoonfuls of rice and two little biscuits.
If it weren't for the Dutch women, we wouldn't have the biscuits.
Come up. Come on, what's thirty? Begin like a casano. Hurry.
Oh, well.
Get back.
Looks like we're off.
Well, you're going to have a nice trip, Ioli, with your legs still so stiff and painful.
Oh, it's the darn bandages, Jeff. I keep sliding down my legs every few steps and trip me up.
It's good. Start up.
Here we go, kids. Here we go.
Oh, no, it can't be much further, surely.
It wasn't so bad before the sun was up, but now it's awful.
Oh, the dust is just choking.
Oh, cheer up, girls. Our destination's in sight.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
I can't see a thing that looks like our destination.
I can. It's the pier.
Oh? Is it the pier you mean, Viv?
Yes. We're supposed to board a ship to take us across to Sumatra. Oh.
Now, how in the world did she know that?
Oh, well, we were told we were going there.
Yes, but Viv always seems to get the details.
Well, she's up near the guard. You can bet your socks she's listening to every word they say.
It's funny how they use Malay so much between themselves.
Yes. There it is. There's the pier. Will you look at the length of it?
Where?
It's the longest one in the world. It must be.
Oh, Jeff, how in heaven's name did we miss it that night on the row?
I don't know. Looks like a day's march to the end of it.
I wonder if they'll give us a rest.
Oh, I could do with one win. Yeah. My legs are killing me.
Well, I don't think you've got a hope, old thing.
We're going to keep on keeping on. We walked and walked and walked. There seemed no end to the pier. It seemed to stretch before us in a long grey ribbon into eternity. When finally we reached the end, we were all thoroughly exhausted and footsore. Most of us had no shoes, and our feet were blistered and burning after that terrible march. To our surprise, there was nothing resembling a ship at the end to take us across to Sumatra, so we sat there until dawn, too tired and hungry to sleep, and tortured by thirst.
Oh, it seems half a lifetime since I had a drink.
So tantalizing to hear water and know that you can't drink it.
Dawn's breaking.
Mm, it's going to be a pretty one, too. Oh, wish I'd saved my biscuits. I could eat a horse.
Who ever seen such a sight as all these people huddled on the pier?
That must have been a frightful trip for the poor, unfortunate women with babies. They're going to need more than one ship to move all of us.
Hey, what's that out there?
Where, Ioli?
Where? Look, out there. See, about half a mile away.
Oh, I can see. It looks like a few ships.
It is. Oh, what awful old tubs.
My.
They don't even look seaworthy.
As long as they stay afloat long enough to get us out of here, I don't care what they are. Oh, look at the rainbow. That's a sign of good luck.
I hope you're right, Jeff. We could do with some.
We waited about an hour or so on the pier. Then two small launches appeared, manned by two Australians and one Jap guard. We were taken, about 20 at a time, to the dirtiest old tramp thing, where we sat on the deck and watched the most perfect sunrise we've ever seen and saw the rainbow double itself. There were women and children only in our ship. The men travelled in a larger one that followed us. Just after sunrise, we started off across the strait, 20 miles of it, and so into the Musi River.
Oh, I didn't think it could get any hotter. But this is like an oven.
Oh, if only there was a bit of protection from the sun.
One hat between 32 of us is not much help.
Anyway, dear, it's a tin hat.
I'll bet you could fry an egg on it.
Although I don't know whether it's best to think about cool things like lettuce, blue-tiled swimming pools, and the crusted ice trays in a fridge, or whether that makes it worse.
Oh, that'd make it worse for me. It's better to think about hotter things and feel cool by comparison.
Well, it doesn't leave much to think about, Viv. There's only one place hotter than this.
Cheer up, kids. It's going to rain.
Oh, well, that'll be nice. We'll be hot and drenched because you can bet your life it won't cool us down.
Jenny was right. It did rain. It poured, and we did get drenched. We were certainly a miserable-looking bunch, hair hanging in our eyes like rats' tails, and our tattered clothes clinging to our flesh. When the rain was just about over, the guards produced some old and dirty tarpaulins for shelter. Then the sun came out again, and we stifled. As we neared Palembang, we saw some very interesting sights.
I say, look at that.
Where?
The water's thick with oil.
Oh, and over there the riverbanks are all singed.
Oh, there's been quite a fire.
There's a huge oil field here somewhere. Looks as if it's had a direct hit.
Oh, two ships over here. Both
Where?
Of them sunk.
Yes. That one's rather a large one. Look, it's sideways on and blocking half the river.
Isn't it wonderful to know that we're giving them jip?
I should say so. I wish we could do something to help.
Well, I've got to go and powder my nose. Anyone coming?
Yes, I'll come. Where do we go?
I don't know. We'll ask someone.
Come on. Right. Oh, look, there's a guard along there. We'll ask him.
It's very hard not to tread on people.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right. All right.
Oh, this is really being packed like sardines.
Hey, Penjaga. Manakana Kachil.
Dablakang Kabal.
Back at the ship.
What?
That's vague. Come on, Jeff. I suppose we'll find it.
Well, here we are at the stern. Now where?
There's another guard. I'll ask him. Manakana Kachil.
Sweto.
He's pointing over the rail.
Well, we'd better look. Seems a bit strange.
Strange is right. Crude is more like
it. You found it? Where is it?
It's an ordinary wooden apple case with the middle panel missing, nailed onto the back of the ship.
It's just sitting out over the propellers. What on earth are you supposed to do? Jump into it? But the boards wouldn't hold your weight. You'd go straight through it.
It's probably the idea. And just to make matters worse, there's a Jap guard keeping watch.
So there is, complete with fixed bayonet. I wonder what he thinks he's going to do.
Well, I don't know about you, Iole, but I'm not brave enough to get over the side into it.
Nor am I. My nose can just stay shiny.
I wonder how long it took them to think up that little effort.
Now, come on. We better get back to the others.
Look at that little swine laughing all over his face. Lord, how they must loathe us.
By the time we reached Palembang at 4:30 p.m., we were a very sorry crowd, soaking wet, shaking with tiredness and hunger. It was bad enough for us, but the ones we were desperately sorry for were the children and mothers. When we tied up, we got ourselves together and waited for the gangplank to be put against the ship. We could see one on the wharf, but the Japs had other ideas.
Why don't they let us off? Oh, I'm so cramped.
Well, there's the gangplank, but they don't seem to be going to use it.
Well, I can't go down a rope again if I have to stay here for the rest of my life.
Oh, there's some action. They're dragging a long plank up to the ship.
It may be long, but it's awfully narrow.
Oh,
it's just an ordinary board.
That's what they're going to use. Look, they're pushing it against the side of the ship and tying it.
But we can't go down that. It's nearly straight up and down.
That's it.
The guards have started pushing people down even before it's properly tied up.
It's walking a tightrope. Oh, would you look at that poor woman carrying a baby in all her bundles.
Well, there's nothing else for it. That's all they're going to do. It's the only way off the ship.
Somehow we got down the narrow plank onto the wharf. And there we were left, sitting on our miserable wet bundles until about 6 p.m. I think each and every one of us felt like the original wreck of the Hesperus. I don't know how many times our photographs were taken by the Japs while we sat, by now cold, tired, and hungry.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Fenn, and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Production.